Our text this morning comes from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 15. John 15, 9 to 15. And Jesus is speaking to his disciples here. But as we read it, I want you to also imagine that Jesus is actually speaking to you. Notice the themes of mutual love, close relationship, and a mindset shift in the words that Jesus speaks to us this morning. Verse 9 says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I call you friends, for everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." Thanks for the opportunity to bring God's word to you this morning. I understand that we're starting a new series here about the art of spiritual discernment. And I like the fact that it talks about the fact that it's an art. It's not a formula like 1 + 1 = 2. Because the art of hearing God in our lives, it depends. And it depends on so many things in our lives, our relationship with him, and what's going on around us, and what we believe about him as well. All this contributes to how clearly we can hear God. But the good thing is that God is eager to speak to us. So in the text that we read, Jesus is inviting us into an experience of love that is rich and deep. That's what I want to talk about this morning. Discerning God's voice comes through relationship with him. So I'm going to focus on the last three verses, which says, "You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I call you friends, for everything I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you." Friends, discerning God's voice involves a deep and close relationship with him. As a Christ follower, God's perspective about you is that he sees you as a friend, not an enemy, not a slave. The perspective we have about our relationship with God has huge implications for our own ability to hear and discern his voice from other voices that are clamoring for our attention. And so if you and I really want to grow in our ability to hear God's voice and discern what he's saying to us, we need to know him as a friend, as opposed to knowing him as a master who is far away and doesn't really care about us. Because these are two mindsets that we can have about God: a friendship mindset or a master-slave mindset. Let's talk about the friendship mindset. Friends have privileged information about each other. They know each other's secrets. They're aware of each other's strengths and weaknesses, but they choose to build each other up with their strengths. And yes, they do not shame each other with their weaknesses. Instead, they find ways to support and encourage each other to improve in their areas of weakness. Now, that is not to say that God has a weakness. I'm just using a human illustration to describe something deeper. Friends live sacrificially for each other because they care about each other. They communicate on a very deep level. They have a very deep and intimate relationship with one another. It's based on mutual love. Just think about the relationship you have with your best friends and what that is like. I have a friend, we don't see each other a lot. In fact, we haven't seen each other in years, and we don't talk all the time. But when we talk for hours. And then we don't talk again for like months. And then when we talk again, we just continue. Because it's a deep level of friendship. Because we talk for hours because it's like deep is calling to deep. Sharing my heart with him, and he's sharing his heart with me as well. And so it's a deep connection that just goes beyond anything. That's what friends do. And even sometimes when I'm not with my friend, I can still hear his voice telling me to Yossi, do things like this. Because we are that close. That is what friends do for each other. And that's the kind of relationship that God wants to have with us. Because when we have that kind of relationship, you can tell God's voice from the voice of any other person. Now, let's talk about the other mindset. If you have a master-slave mindset with regards to your relationship with God, then you won't be able to discern his voice clearly. And it's not because God is not speaking. It's because we cannot recognize his voice because we're coming to him from this slave mindset. You see, slaves don't have privileged informations about their master. They're always guessing their master's next move. And so they are at a disadvantage. They're not close to their master. They misunderstand the intentions of their master. Even if their master has good intention towards them, because of the perspective they've had, they're like, no, he's just telling me that he's nice and that I'm doing a good job because, I'm not so good. He just wants me to do more. It has a way of distorting our view of God, of our master. They have little or no say. Slaves have little or no say in the decision-making process in the house. They simply do as they are told. And furthermore, slave masters also have unhealthy relationship with their slaves. They look down on them. They treat them as properties, not as human beings with dignity. Slaves don't sit where all the other members of the family sit. They sit somewhere else. They don't eat the kind of food that the family eats. They eat whatever is left. Friendship doesn't exist between slaves and masters. You see, this slave master relationship is not the kind of relationship God wants to have with us. Neither does he want us to have that kind of relationship with him. If that's the kind of relationship you have with God, then you're relating with him from a slave mentality, which will leave you with all kinds of distorted views about the nature and character of God. You see, when we have a really good friendship mindset with God, even in times when God seems far away, you're not so bothered. You know why? Because you can trust his character. That even though he appears not to be there for you at that time, you can trust that God is faithful. But if you have a slave mindset set with God, when God doesn't show up, we give up. We say he's not here. My prayers are not passing this roof. And it's just sitting there. Slaves don't have a good perspective about their masters. They question the intentions of their masters towards them. In couples therapy, when I do it, it's always interesting. When couples come, they always have a story. And each partner has a story. And they're so convinced that their story is the right one. So the job of the therapist would just tell my spouse that they should just listen to me. Then everything will be fine in our relationship. But of course, I know that's not really true. Because we all have stories in our head that we've made up about each other based on the experiences that we've had with each other, and that influences the dynamic of the relationship. So my job is to help both partners see how they are coming and seeing each other and how sometimes they misplace the intentions of the other and help them see this person actually cares about you. See, that's the point I'm trying to make. When we have a slave mindset in our relationship with our father, then we're in trouble. We don't hear him clearly. You see, our relationship with God occurs primarily in the context of love. Out of that understanding flows other aspects of our relationship where we call him Lord, and we are his servants, where we call him Father, and we are his children. You see, I do not obey him out of fear, but out of love, because he's already pleased with me. It's different from a slave-master mentality. Now, one of the lies that we believe that contribute to this slave-master mentality is that we believe sometimes that God is far from us, he's not involved in our lives. The kind of belief that we have about God influences to a great degree how we will relate with him. And whatever experience we have with him, we can validate it and say, this is my experience with God. And it's true, because that's our experience, based on our belief. Times when we can't feel or sense his presence, we say, oh, God is not for me, God is against me. Times when we are in the desert place, so to speak, and we don't sense his nearness, those times are hard. And those are the times that we tend to think God is not for us, that we can't hear him. The psalmist actually talks a lot about that. In Psalm 13, he says, how long? How long, O Lord, will you forget me? How long will you look the other way? Look at me. I'm talking to you. But then you know what the psalmist also says? But I trust in you. You will be good to me. In Psalm 43, it says, as a deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You say, why, my soul, are you disquieted within me? Reach out again. You will yet hear again from the Lord. The psalmist acknowledges the times when God is so far away from us, when we can, it's hard for us to hear him. But again, they acknowledge the character of God, his faithfulness, that God never abandons his own. Here's the truth we need to soak in, and we need to immerse ourselves in this morning. God is our friend. God is willing to reveal his heart to us, and he wants us to hear his heart for us as well. And this friendship requires faith, trust, endurance, and continuous relationship and connection. It's about two people committing themselves into a relationship for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. It's a relationship that can weather the storms. Because if you have a slave mindset about your relationship with God, you must confront that lie, with the truth of what Jesus says in the text that we read. So you may say, I have been told that God speaks only to special people. No, you're special too. Jesus says to you, I'm your friend. I want to converse with you. You may say, oh, I'm so sinful and God doesn't hear me. God doesn't want me. Jesus said, I laid down my life for you. And because you are my friend, I want to converse with you. You may say, I'm disappointed with God because he hasn't answered my prayers. I keep praying, he never answers me. Jesus says, I'm still your friend. Come, let's talk about that disappointment. You may say that, how can someone hear God speak to them? Is it not sort of a thing that you just imagine in your head? Jesus says, no, I am real. I'm your friend. I want to converse with you. This reminds me of the Old Testament. Abraham in the Old Testament, the Bible talks about him in Genesis 18. In that story, God was going to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah because of their continuous and rebellious heart towards God. But you know what the Bible said? God said, I want to consult my friend, Abraham. He said, shall I keep back from Abraham what I'm about to do? This is the Almighty God talking and saying that he wants to reveal what he's going to do, his plan, to a human being. See, the God of the universe is coming to an ordinary human being, revealing his plans to him. And do you know what Abraham did? Abraham gets to intercede for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, saying, God, if there are 10 people, okay, God, if there are 5 people, will you still destroy them? This is God speaking to a human being. In James 2:23, Abraham is called the friend of God because he believed in God. It was credited to him for righteousness. Another example of this close relationship is that of David. In Psalm 8, David writes this beautiful psalm. O God, our Lord, how majestic is your name. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all those who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars in their place. It's like David got a revelation of the greatness and majesty of God, and he's soaking it in. He is saying, God, you are so beyond me when I think about all that you have done. He has this sense of wonder for God. But then he got another revelation where he says, but who are mere mortals that you are mindful of them, that you should care about them? You know that song? Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. I'm a friend of God. This is the God of the universe relating with ordinary human beings. And David goes on, he says, yet you made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. Some of us feel that we have no honor, that we are insignificant. But the truth is, your life matters in the presence of the one who called you. You are not just 1 in 8 billion. God sees you and wants to relate with you. The God of the universe who made this earth, this world, wants to reside in you. David goes on, he says, you give them charge over everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks, the herds, and the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, everything that swims the ocean currents. Oh, Lord, our God, how majestic is your name. In other words, it's like David realizes that God has placed value on human beings, inviting them to participate in the creation, and he shares his authority with us because we are not just mere servants who don't know what our master is up to. We are friends of God. We can hear him speak, and we can hear him reveal his heart to us. So this morning, discerning God's voice occurs in the context of relationship. So my point is this: build your relationship with God. Seek to be his friend. I want to leave you with a scripture, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. It says, this is God speaking, ask and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. There's a lot of things that God wants to tell us about himself, about your life, about your family, about your neighbors. And the things that he wants to tell us are things that are good for us. Things that will bring us life, that will guide us, that will prevent us from making unnecessary mistakes. He wants to tell us those things. Why? Because he is our friend. Seek to be his friend. Approach him as a friend who loves you and who's got your back. When you pray, pray from the perspective of spending quality time with a friend who cares about you. Don't pray out of obligation or a sense of guilt. You see, that way it hinders the discerning process because I just need to pray today. Don't pray out of obligation. Pray from the perspective of, I'm spending time with a friend that cares about me. When you read scripture, read it as a love letter from a friend who is invested in your life and wants the best for you. Don't read scripture to analyze, to scrutinize, to look for contradictions. That's okay if you're writing an academic paper, because you're trying to just get good points. But from the perspective of understanding God and you want to discern his voice, reading scripture to scrutinize will damage your mind. Because you'll just be everywhere trying to figure out, what does the Bible say? Is the God of the Old Testament different from the God of the New Testament? You're reading all kind of things like, no. God is your friend. Read the scripture from the perspective of God speaking wisdom, wanting you to know his will for your life. If you hear a voice that condemns you, or a voice that manipulates you, or makes you feel less than a human, that is not a voice from God. You know why? Romans tells us there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God doesn't condemn. He will convict, but he won't condemn. If you hear that kind of voice telling you that you're hopeless, run away from it. Because it's a voice reinforcing that slave mentality. Discerning God's voice happens in the context of relationship with him. So focus on growing your relationship with God. When you do, that increases the chances of you hearing him clearly from the voices, other voices clamoring for our attention. From God's perspective, God is eager to make himself known to you. That's what Jesus tells us in this text. He said, I call you friends, and I want to reveal the heart of the Father to you, because I know my relationship with my Father as well, and he reveals his mind to me. So let's come to God from that perspective. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word that we've heard this morning. Lord, yes, we hear all kinds of things. But Lord, I pray that you help us this morning to hear you speaking to us, calling us to a deep relationship with you, calling us friends. Lord, forgive us for times when we've listened to voices that have taken us to places and to do things that we regret. Lord, teach us to hear you. Holy Spirit, you know the heart of the Father, and you know each and every one of us. And I pray that, Lord, you attune us to the voice of the Father to hear, to be able to discern when you are speaking to us. And I pray the Lord, you speak in ways that we can hear clearly. You know each and every one of us. You know how you deal with each and every one of us. So come to us and speak to us. Lord, if we miss it, bring people like Eli, who was able to help Samuel hear your voice. Bring people like that to us to guide us so that we can hear you clearly. Thank you that you're with us and that you're for us. We love you, but Lord, we know you love us more. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.